From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. lawmakers are slamming a saber-rattling speech by Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which the leader boasted an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit almost any target in the world. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
President Putin said Russia's new weapons include a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a new hypersonic missile. He said Moscow's adversaries have failed to contain Russia, and that those who didn't listen to Russia before will, quote, listen to us now. At the Capitol, Putin's speech prompted derision from Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I view Mr. Putin like I view any murderer or criminal. When they say something, they're probably lying, but you have to take it seriously.
Putin is expected to secure another 6 years at Russia's helm in an election later this month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Jan Nigelin, the special advisor to the UN special envoy for Syria, criticized the situation in eastern Ghouta.
Humanitarian law was created many generations ago to prevent attacks against civilians, medical facilities, protected people. Eastern Ghouta is devoid of international respect for international law.
A UN Security Council resolution on Saturday demanded a month-long cessation of hostilities to allow aid in and evacuate the critically sick and wounded, especially from eastern Ghouta, which has been under siege since 2013. This is VOA News. The International Committee of